Good morning, Exotic Set. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Hello, Dr. Brock. It's Miss here. How are you?
I knew it was you. I was like, oh, I'm pretty sure that's you, but I don't want to say. Like, something weird. Cool. Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, good. Just finished my appointment, and that all seems pretty positive. So we'll see how
Very
we
good.
Go.
Very good.
Yeah.
Have you got a date yet or anything? Or?
No, so the... Just got to do a few more things first and then try and work out when it will be. I said sort of, you know, probably between now and within the next 2 months we're slower than we are towards the end of the year, so it would be a lot easier to try and negotiate that time.
Yep.
I'll just need 2 weeks. So, yeah, so we can always look at that after you have your break and, yeah, should be right. So, not too much recovery time.
Good.
Yeah, you've seen someone this afternoon, Em, sent me a message about an insurance claim requirement or something.
I have no idea. She
just rang me, she just messaged me, asked me to call because me seeing someone at 2 o'clock that you might need to put an insurance claim in, the client might need an insurance claim on or something.
Every time I've done it at Germside and stuff, they we usually just send the history to the pet company, and they memory. So
yeah, it hasn't been an issue. Hey, like I've never had a worry. Pet plan was ridiculously hard, but they're the only ones.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'll just grab Emily.
Anything else today or this morning you want to touch base on?
Not today. Not any questions. We're pretty booked up, so just Kelwyn and I just. Getting through it all and
very good.
Should be fine, I think. Just got a snake coming for a prolapse. I don't think I've seen a reptile prolapse before, but just read the chapter. It seems like the same stuff.
Same old, same old. Just if it's female, check that it's not gravid.
Yep.
Parasites and prolapse is a prolapse, you know. If it can go back in, great. If it can't,
cool.
Not good news.
No, not ideal. I'm not sure what it is, so cool. Yeah,
you might get away with a local block. Like a sedative in a local block rather than a full GA.
Okay, cool.
Mm. Yeah, fingers crossed. If the tissue's viable, we'll be able to put it back in with just the xylocaine gel, a bit of lube and a prayer. But it's usually parasites.
Okay, usually. Yeah, it's a snake, I think. Green, tree python.
Of course it is, yeah.
Okay, parasites?
Yeah. Yeah, they're just expensive and they're not really conducive with a healthy life, so that's not surprising.
Okay, cool.
Mm.
Very good. Not for them, but for us, very good.
Yes.
Cool. Oh, here's Emily right now, actually. I'll pass you on. Thanks, Ness.
All right, mate. Thank you.
Good day. Bye.
See ya, you too.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Oh, fantastic. Question.
Yes.
I've just got a client that has pet insurance. It's Pet Cover. She has elected on there. So apparently they've got two options, and it's that the insurance company pays back to the client, which is usually what happens. You know how, like, you know, we'll fill out the details or whatever, and then the client pays us, insurance company pays client. She has selected for the insurance company to pay us directly into our bank?
Yeah, no, that's not happening.
Perfect. I didn't want to, I just wanted to clarify, like double check that with you.
Our practice policy does not comply with that. So if she wants to use her insurance, the way it works is our norm, which is she pays us, we provide all the information, she puts a claim in.
Yeah, no, that's all good. Perfect. Thank you. I just wanted to
double-check
that with you, because that's what I thought.
No, that's all right.
And that's what Chris
Sometimes
well.
They think they've got a choice, but they don't have a choice. So
that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's all good. Alrighty. Well, I think that's pretty much it.
I couldn't remember anything else hanging over from last week.
Well, Bonzo's here. Did
Brooke
tell you that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Why?
His owner's daughter accidentally read the meloxicam where it says 1.5 mg per kg and gave it a mil of meloxicam.
Oh, no!
Just once off, last night. But he's been eating, he's bright, he's been doing so well at home.
Kidneys okay?
I don't know, I haven't haven't taken blood. No, but it was discussed.
Yeah, did fluids though?
Oh, we're going to do blood tomorrow.
Yeah, fluids today?
Yes. So she just dropped him off and left him with us for fluid therapy over the day, and then he's staying overnight, apparently.
Yeah. Okay.
This is
just
going off the chart. We haven't been...
Yep.
Haven't been notified as of yet.
No dramas. Yeah. Bloody hell.
Yeah. Oh, hey, the snake... do you remember those green tree pythons from Tony's Pet World that had the prolapses?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, Brock just told me they're seeing it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we just talked through that.
Excellent, because I haven't figured out which one of the three it was that you saw.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I don't know. It may not even be the same one, but I said to him it's probably parasites that we may need to x-ray, check she's not gravid.
Yeah. So it was sold as a breeding pair, and the ones that you saw were a breeding pair, but you specifically said not to breed from this snake.
Did I?
Yep.
Oh, well.
So I will find out more details because they bought two of them as a breeding pair. So we'll see.
I mean, it's really not worth their while if they're not going to breed anyway because they're so expensive.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that things will go well. So,
no.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, that's it.
Whatever. And Kelwyn's fine. Has he got some appointments today?
He does. Yeah, Brock tried to give him chicken, but it's a pretty sick chicken.
Right.
And
yeah. So that's good. It's a good one for them to work up together if it got admitted.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, good.
So he does a lot of shadowing with him, so that's good.
Yeah, because he's still on shadowing all the birds. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Good.
So Brock gave him the fish.
Nice.
In Asia, and then he's got a rat.
That was so generous of him.
I know, that was so thoughtful. But
that's all right. No, he loves fish, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
He's a fish guy.
Good.
then he's got a rat in this afternoon, but I did just put your note in from last week. Like, you just want him doing the reptile and small mammal consult?
Yes, so reptile and small mammals on his own is fine because he'll ask advice and clarify and all of that sort of stuff. Birds, like I've spoken through this with Kelwyn, and he's, I think for this month, just shadowing birds, particularly health checks and stuff like that, and for him to handle everything that comes in the hospital, do all of the GAs, knock them out, take the rads, you know, all of it. For birds, just to build up his crop feeding, not clients, birds, wildlife.
Okay.
For the moment, until he's confident. Yep.
That is
all good. Fluids.
I can copy that note over because it wasn't on there.
Fluid therapy. Just a note, you know, he's very cautious, but just to supervising where that's happening. So if, say, someone's holding the bird and there's someone else shadowing him where he's giving the fluids. So that he's aware of the subcut swelling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, right, good.
Him and Brock did the Amazon together.
Yep.
So that's
cool.
That was all Gucci.
Excellent.
Yes.
Can you just flick forwards, please, mate, and tell me the week that Brock's off?
I think it's
like the third week in August.
From the 26th of August.
The last week of August, okay.
Last week of August.
Yeah, got it. Cool, that's okay. I just need 2 weeks for this surgery, so...
only 2 weeks.
2 weeks off altogether, and then probably back for half-day shifts for maybe the month after that. Like, it's a pretty big recovery, but because I don't lift things, they said I can be back, you know, within that time. I'm driving within a week of the surgery, so, yeah.
Yeah, alrighty.
We'll see.
Yes, at least it's not like having to take 6 weeks off, but still...
No, he's a nice surgeon too. He treated me like a human. Yeah, I know. Crazy, right?
Is that allowed?
So
fantastic.
Yeah, he's a nice person. I'm really glad my doctor referred me to him, actually.
He's, need a positive experience after what you've been through, so that's really, really
good. Yep, and he was very, very clear about stuff and gave me more than enough time to ask questions and things, so...
Good.
Yeah. Yep.
We love that.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Excellent. Alrighty. Well, and you're back on Wednesday, hey? So I won't see you till Friday.
But, back Wednesday. Just, you know, Brock knows you can call me if there's any worries. But just call me if you have any concerns. But, I'm taking tomorrow as well because we've had to do another appointment for Poppy.
Okay.
So, I just don't want to be a crazy person. I want to be able to have the time to do stuff that I need to catch up on at home as well. So.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, it's not urgent at all. Sophie's got a referral for getting a referral for a pediatrician for Alia.
Yeah.
Who did you go?
A nutritionist or a dietitian?
No.
Pediatrician.
Pediatrician. Yeah.
Pediatrician. Sorry, I didn't hear you properly.
Sorry.
Yes, her name is Dr. Shona Shabiasen. She was so lovely. The clinic is called My Peds, as in M-Y, mine, as in my, and Peds, P-A-E-D-S.
Yep.
And they're at, Mount Gravatt.
Okay, cool.
So, it's probably like a 30-minute drive away. There's parking on site and stuff, so you don't have worries about getting there. And, Dr. Shona, her name is, S-H-O-N-A.
I just said that I'd pick your brain about it since you had a positive experience. So that's
we got in within 2 months.
I know that,
which
was
is pretty much unheard of. It's normally 6. Yeah. Yeah. So good.
Alrighty. Well, look, I'll let you go. Thank you so much for that, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks.
And I'll let
you too.
Client know about the insurance. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, I'm sure that they think they've got a choice, and possibly with some vets they do have that set up, but we don't.
Yeah.
So you need it. Just if she gives you any concern, just say, look, we actually aren't set up for the insurance company for that relationship. You need to be registered with the insurer as a practice to do that. Like it's a, like a private health transaction for people, so we're not set up for it, so we can't do it. Yeah.
All right, no worries. I'm going to run that down because I will, just use that terminology.
Yeah, no worries, mate.
Just
let Chrissy know we're not keeping the autoclave.
We're not keeping the autoclave.
Yeah.
She's got a massive, big frown on her face. She's so devastated.
It wouldn't even cook one kit. Like, I'll put it on a general site where people like beauticians and stuff can see it.
Yeah.
Because I don't see this. I don't see another vet buying this.
No, unless they only just do dentistry.
Yeah, true. Because the instruments don't have to be packed.
No, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if they were packed, they're so small, it doesn't matter. Literally anything else, it just, no. Yeah, a podiatrist. Chrissy knows.
Podiatrist? Yeah, podiatrist, maybe. Yeah.
But no, too easy.
Anyway, all right, I'll talk to you, Ron.
Alrighty, bye.
Bye.